Well, we've actually had some more light shed on that overnight, coming from U.S. reporters and files that were released that people have been poring over. So initially, it seemed as though Ted Kramer, who's the CEO and founder of this bikini photo app company called 643, it looked as though he had perhaps brought his phone or his laptop and the documents had been taken off of those local devices. But what we learned last night is, in fact, the documents were kept in a cloud-based storage system like Dropbox. And he was compelled to log into that and download the data from the cloud onto a USB stick and hand it over. That is a really different kettle of fish.
In what way?
Well, normally when you would travel to a country where you're worried about data security, you might bring a burner phone or a burner laptop, right? So that's not yours, not your devices, something that's clean, so that if they were confiscated and copied, there's nothing on there. But in this case, it sounds as though a U.S. citizen was made to download data from the cloud and hand it over to a member of parliament.
And in which case, what does that tell us about this case? A, it's unprecedented, but what is Facebook's position here? What can they ask for?
I mean, Facebook is in a very difficult position because this data, the data that was downloaded, relates to a lawsuit that's currently being conducted by Ted Kramer, this founder of the 643 Bikini Photos app, against Facebook. And that data is sealed under a court ceiling in California. But the UK Parliament may well have legal precedent over that. They certainly have the right, once they have documentation, to publish whatever they want. So that's what Damian Collins would use. He would exercise his parliamentary privilege to publish that. And he has said that on Twitter on Sunday.
So technically, they do have the right to this information.
I mean, if Damian Collins were to publish that information this week, the point will be redundant, and Facebook could try to sue him and make this an international issue. That would be unprecedented. We would be in unprecedented territory.
So what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a member of parliament here in the UK versus this tech giant? Are we talking about a right to information that Facebook would argue they don't have the right to? And what's the end goal to all of this?
What we're talking about here is the United Kingdom now a country where people need to be very careful when traveling here that the government or parliament could compel them to hand over data, not simply on an actual device, but in the cloud? So that's significant. That's far bigger than just a Facebook story. The second thing that this is about is, does the UK parliament have precedent over a local court or a court of a foreign country? I reckon it probably does. That's a question that we would want to ask international lawyers. But third, as I said, if Damian Collins, MP, decides to publish that documentation this week, he will, it's, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. He will have made it, this question, all this academic discussion that we're having right now, redundant, because power is sort of in the hands of the beholder. If he wields his parliamentary privilege and publishes those documents, Facebook has no comeback. It would be, at that point, a matter for their lawsuit that they're currently embroiled with the 643 CEO. But what it will then become is a much bigger story of, does that documentation show that Facebook knowingly did not protect users' data, and that allowed the Cambridge Analytica scandal from earlier this year to happen, which is U.S. election interference, possible Brexit interference, and God knows what else.
So it could reveal a lot of controversial information.
Yeah, we would go from what's currently a local dispute in a California court to Facebook potentially being exposed to litigation all over the world.